Hi, welcome back to Bill Selleck Talks. I am Bill Selleck, and this is me talking. Do you know about chicken feet? Seriously, do you have any idea, like, that there's a whole ecosystem and world of chicken feet? Well, there is. First of all, let's be a little bit cooler. Those that actually know about chicken feet call them chicken paws. So when I say chicken paws, you just think chicken feet. And then you'll walk around being like, hey, chicken paws. And I don't know. That's what they call them in the industry. So I was listening to Freakonomics podcast, and they're talking about how there's this whole world of chicken feet and how, anyway, it's awesome. Go listen to that podcast and then come back and listen to me. If you don't care, basically, chicken industries and chicken businesses that raise and grow chickens would not be around if it weren't for the chicken paw industry, which is crazy, right? I've been eating chicken pretty much my whole life, and I didn't know that people actually ate and enjoyed chicken paws. It's crazy. Most of the chicken paw industry, though, is over in China. So before chicken companies started selling chicken paws, they would either throw them away or like reduce them into a goop that they used for like dog food or something. But it's basically a wash. If they were lucky, they broke even. If not, they would be spending this money disposing of chicken feet. Now they export it, and it's the most lucrative part of a chicken body. Not only would they not be making as much money as they would be making, they would be almost out of business if it wasn't for the chicken paw. But I'm guessing you're listening to this podcast because you're an educator of some sort, and you don't care too much about chicken feet, chicken paws. What you do care, though, about is your students, or teachers that you're talking to who have students. I feel like the last month of school is kind of like the chicken paw. Most teachers that I hear talking in the lounge are talking like, oh, I hate the last month of school. It's, what do you do with your students? You have to just fill up the day. But this is an opportunity. This is the chicken paw of education. At the beginning of the year, I hear teachers complain, and I tend to be one of them, saying, oh, we have to hit these standards, you know, yada, yada, standardized testing. We have to teach to the test. And we, you know, there's issues with that. But there's so much stuff to cover, there's so much curriculum, that you end up having to focus mostly on meeting the standards and going through your textbook to make sure you've covered most of your material. With other areas, you know, you get some more flexibility, but certainly like with math, there's certain things you just have to teach. But right now, teachers, definitely in California, and depending on where you're listening, this may or may not be the case, but in California, we've already taken our standardized testing, and now it's, okay, we've taught everything we need to teach for math, now what? And it becomes this really weird thing. Instead of, awesome, I get to teach anything I want for the next month for math, it's, I have to fill in this time. So, if we take our chicken paw analogy, instead of it being, what do we do with these chicken feet, it's, chicken feet, this is awesome. This is our bread and butter. This is how we're actually surviving as a chicken industry. Let's do that with our last month of school. It should be, dude, we can do all these amazing projects that we just don't have time for the rest of the year. So all those project-based learning blogs you've been reading, all those activities, all those projects, all that stuff, do those now. Now is the time to do those, right? Because suddenly you have all this time, students already know all the stuff that you've taught them this year. So if they struggle with something, go back and reteach it, but do it in a project. I have a great blog post. Well, I think it's great because I wrote it. Great blog post about the Google Art Project and math. So looking at a piece of art, I don't even know how to say it, you know, the Sunday one with the lady in the parasol, the pointillism that has millions of dots. Spend a week figuring out how many dots there are. Go read that blog post and it'll make more sense. But you can spend hours weeks, you know, at least an hour working on a project instead of, all right, let's do a worksheet. Let's teach my students how to sew. Let's draw a panda. Instead of just this random like end of the year school filler stuff, take advantage of it. This should be the month that we live for as teachers, because testing is behind this and we're able to do in a lot of ways anything we want without really any repercussions. So run with it, make this your chicken paw month. And if you have anything that you're doing right now, I'd love to hear about it. Yeah, awesome. Thanks for listening. If you haven't done this yet, here's the pitch at the end. So just hit stop if you don't care. But if you do care, then listen on. I would love it if you rated this podcast in iTunes. People tend to not do that, but even if you're not listening to this in iTunes, it would be awesome if you could go to iTunes, type in Bill Selleck Talks, and be like, 5 stars. Bill is an edu-awesome educator. That's too much edu. Bill is an edu-awesome teacher that yada yada. Even just a simple rating would make a huge, huge difference to help get this podcast going. If you'd like to connect, you know, you can leave comments, but most people don't do that. Most people just tweet. So tweet, retweet my tweets. Too much tweeting. And that would be awesome. By the way, quick side story since you've made it this far into the podcast. Last week I was teaching the cafeteria, which is so lame. There's a bird stuck in the cafeteria, and you can't help but have fun with that. So what I ended up doing is tweeting about it, but I felt like that was the first time ever that I actually used Twitter for its exact specifications, right? Tweeting about a bird. So to get back to the closing of the podcast, I would appreciate it if you tweeted this podcast, if you shared it, if you replied to me on Twitter, on Google+, whatever you want to do. And if you can, rating would be awesome. So thanks for taking a moment and listening to me talking about chicken feet and the end of the year. Have an edu-awesome day.